I'm Jamin Anderson for KISU. Thank you for joining us this morning on Morning Edition. We'd like to take a moment to talk about the impacts of COVID-19 locally with regard to how we all interact with local food establishments. Yesterday, or Thursday afternoon, Southeastern Idaho Public Health sent out an immediate release to news agencies recommending that food establishments not close their doors for services, though they are warning restaurant owners to take steps to keep their customers and employees healthy. They encourage customers to use the drive-thru, pickup, and delivery options when available. They tell food establishments to post signs at entrances asking patrons to go home if they're sick, increase their cleaning frequency, require frequent hand washing, put up additional prevention signage, increase spaces between tables, use alcohol-based hand sanitizer, and make that available for customer use, and eliminate crowded spaces where customers may have to traditionally wait for their table, asking them instead to wait in their car. In addition, employers should be flexible with their employees, encourage them to stay home when they are sick or someone in their family is sick, consider policies that might allow for pay while on sick leave to encourage adherence to these policies, and not to require healthcare providers' notes to validate illnesses. On the phone with me is Steve Pugh of Southeastern Idaho Public Health to talk about food establishments and Southeastern Idaho Public Health's recommendations for establishments not to close their doors at this time. Steve, I just want to ask, were these recommendations based, at least in part, on concerns of food availability in supermarkets or maybe a lack of resources for folks in our area to be able to prepare 3 meals a day from their home?
You know, that guidance came from CDC directly. And it's what we're preaching to our food establishments, not from an availability, but from a trying to prevent if any of their people get ill or people coming in. You know, we don't want them to be coming in ill either. We're trying to keep them separated. And so we continue to have a safe food supply. People can still frequent local businesses and do it in a safe manner.
All right. Well, you make a good point because traditionally young folks have made up a large percentage of those working in the food industries. This is a population where they're either at reduced risk of symptoms or sometimes don't show symptoms at all for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Is this something that employers should be very mindful of, and what steps can they take to make sure that their employees aren't passing these risks on to their customers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because a lot of the young folks, like you say, they may not have symptoms, and a lot of them will visit elderly or grandparents, and that's where we're really concerned, is certainly passing that on. So we've been preaching to food establishments, you know, keep track of your employees. How are they feeling? How are they doing? If they're sick, even not feeling well, you know, we're encouraging them to send them home, get them out of the facility. And it's hopefully self-isolated, not with elderly people, but off on their own to prevent the spread of any diseases. And in addition, you know, we're really telling them, you know, wash your hands and wash them a lot. And those are really two things along with social distancing that are really going to help prevent the spread of this.
One last question for you. So
sure.
The major supermarket in my town of Blackfoot, they've reduced their number of hours of operation, and they've even added hours in the early morning when it seems mm-hmm. there's a big rush for these supplies for senior citizens. Is that something that businesses should consider doing?
I think it's a great idea. We didn't come up with it. I wish we had, but you know, I don't know who did. But it's a great idea because you have a vulnerable population who need supplies. And if you can get them in a time and they can get what they need without being exposed to potentially other people in the facility, that's a great thing. So I would strongly encourage businesses to have a time when seniors or people who are immunocompromised could come in and get the goods that they need.
Thank you. Steve Pugh of Southeastern Idaho Public Health, thank you so much for your time, and we really appreciate everyone in your offices for what you're doing.
All right. Thank you very much.
Additional information about these recommendations, or if you have a question about best practices, Southeastern Idaho Public Health has a hotline set up for COVID-19-related questions. Call Monday through Friday, 8-5 p.m., 208-234-5875. Or find more information on Facebook, search SIPH Idaho. If you're a senior citizen or fall into one of the high-risk groups, consider contacting your grocer or other places that you need to go to see if there are special hours they've set up to help lessen your risk of exposure. Thank you for listening. This is KISU-FM. I'm Jamin Anderson.
Simply tell your Amazon or Google Smart Speaker to play KISU.